This is CliffCentral.com.
All right, it is time for the Video Hotbox Countdown, brought to you by Colcacchio Pizzeria. They've been satisfying your craving for over 23 years with their Italian-inspired artisanal food. With pizza, salads, and desserts freshly prepared for each order, there are no shortcuts. To enjoy a slice of this goodness, visit your nearest store, order online at colcacchio.co.za. Colcacchio Pizzeria, they are the reason you crave pizza. All right, where do we start with these videos? You want to hear about the youngest billionaires in the world? Is that going to depress you, or do you think that'll be fun?
Very depressing, so bring it on.
Oh, okay. Well, Ben doesn't mind being depressed. Let's see. This is the one video you'll find on CliffCentral.com.
The Forbes list of the world's billionaires is no longer reserved for the old and established. This year, a record 66 billionaires are under the age of 40. That's up from a mere 8 billionaires back in 2011. The planet's seven youngest members of the 10-figure club are all under the age of 30.
Oh my God.
28-year-old Wang Han of China is the seventh youngest billionaire. Han inherited shares of Shanghai-based regional airline Junyao Air from his father, and Han now holds a 27% ownership stake. The sixth and fourth youngest billionaires made their fortunes at Snapchat. CEO and co-founder Evan Spiegel is 25 and has a net worth of $2.1 billion.
Anyone want to kill themselves right now? This guy's 25 years old. He has $2.1 billion net worth.
I just have questions around how he gets that from Snapchat. We'll get into that after this.
All right. You think he's selling pictures of people that they don't want other people to see?
I don't know. There's something like not so above board going on here.
7-year-old co-founder Bobby Murphy is worth $1.8 billion. Both appeared on the billionaires list for the first time last year. The fifth youngest billionaire is Ludwig Theodor Braun, heir to one of the world's largest medical products manufacturers. The German billionaire holds nearly 10% of the company, giving him a net worth of $1.2 billion. Norway is home to the world's three youngest billionaires, one of whom is still a teenager. 22-year-old Gustav Magnar Witsa is the world's...
Oh, I hate him. Gustav Magnus Witsa, W-I-T-Z-O-E. Oh.
Third youngest billionaire, worth $1.1 billion. He inherited all of the equity but none of the control of his family company, Samlar, the largest farmed salmon producer in the world. But the youngest billionaires in the world are 20-year-old Katarina Andersen and her 19-year-old sister, Alexandra Andersen. The siblings inherited an 84% stake in Norwegian investment company, Ferd, which has been in the family for six generations. While the sisters are each worth $1.2 billion and have majority ownership of the company, their father retains 77% voting control. Altogether, the 66 billionaires under the age of 40 are worth $197.2 billion. That's greater than the GDP of New Zealand. Just over half of these billionaires have self-made fortunes, and less than 20% are female. See the entire list of young and old billionaires on Forbes.com/billionaires.
Oh, wow. How's that, huh? So... here we are working our backsides off, and there are all these billionaires under the age of 30.
I feel like I'm doing nothing.
I feel like a complete loser.
It's because we don't need to. Like, the word inheritance keeps popping up. They've done jack shit. Come on.
Yeah, you know what happens, though. If you inherit a whole lot of money, you very seldom hold on to it.
One of those sisters, for this Norwegian sisters, guess what she does all day?
What?
Prances around on a horse.
Is that it?
That's all she does.
Have you done the research?
Yeah, like the first thing you do. 19-year-old professional dressage competitor.
Oh, wow, okay.
She can afford to.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, of all the things, how cliched. I'm going to go dressage.
Yeah, you know, you make a good point, because once you inherit a lot of money, money makes more money for you.
Right.
So it's not like they need to put in 8-hour days to keep adding to their riches.
You know, it must be nice, though.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We're just jealous and miserable. That's all.
Yeah, we're jealous and miserable. Yeah. All right, fine. Thanks, Mubs. Always so realistic.
Yes, with a couple of jealous people.
You do not give me a second to feel sorry for myself. My belly just reminds us very quickly that we've got to shut up and take our place on the line. All right, how about this? is a guy who paid a speeding fine, but he used only pennies.
So he
took a gigantic bag of coins to irritate the hell out of the municipality, I suppose it must have been. So he goes to pay a speeding fine. He's got this giant bag of pennies.
One man thought he was being penny wise, but he turned out to be penny foolish. Brett Sanders of Texas, he was angry that he got a $212 fine after he challenged a speeding ticket for going just 9 miles over the speed limit. You see what he did there? He decided to pay the $212 fine in 22,000 pennies that he dumped on the clerk's counter in protest. But see, he counted wrong. He actually paid $8 more than he needed to, but he got his point across. He feels pretty good about it, so he said the town can keep the change.
Wow, what a guy. I mean, he emptied these. He didn't even have them in bags. He had two giant buckets. And he just poured them out. Half of the money fell on the floor, and there are these two women sitting behind the counter, and they just look at him.
He just made it rain with pennies.
Yeah. You've got to go and see that video. It's pretty funny. And then this is Tinder, the superhero movie. Flax, do you want to explain what this is before we get into it? Do you want to tell everybody what this is?
So I'm still trying to figure out if this is true or not. But
it's an actual movie.
It could potentially be an actual movie they're making called Tinder, where this dude, like, he gets this superpower where every time he swaps his hand to the left, it kills whoever the enemy is in front of him. And if he swaps it to the right, then whoever's in front of him falls in love with him.
Oh, wow. Imagine you had that power.
Along the way, he gets into sort of trouble and he needs some help from, like, Grindr. And Grindr comes to save him. And it's just all these other, like, farmer's dating app comes to save him. And then this one dude, he's like the, you'll hear about it, he's like the master pin of it all.
Yeah.
And he wants to try and get money out of it.
Right. All right, let's take a look.
Could you get some more tinder for the fire?
Yes.
So, do you like me? Give me some sort of sign.
Oh my god.
My life changed forever that day.
She died.
Drop the gun, no one gets hurt.
Not a chance.
What are you?
We got 1073 in progress. I repeat, we've got a vigilante on our hands.
They call me Tinder.
When I swipe left, people die.
We need your help. An army of bots is infiltrating the Earth.
Looking for a good time? 25 female a year.
They prey on the weak and pathetic, building them up just to cut them down.
So how do we tell who's a woman and who's a bot?
That's the problem. You can't. Sometimes it helps to ask for their Snapchat or Instagram.
Huh. It's not a robot.
What?
It's a man.
My god, we've been catfished!
Well, how do I know you're not one of them?
Because I'm one of you.
Spectacular.
I'm Bumble.
I've never heard of you before.
Fairly derivative concept, just not as sleazy.
Where's the fun in that?
The robot women are not the problem, Sean.
It's the human women you need to worry about.
I should have known you just liked me because of my look.
Sure, there's a ton of stuff I like about you.
Like what?
Do you think I was just basing your future off a couple pictures I saw?
We're over.
Oh, God, what did I do? Damn you, left swipe. Think of what could have been.
You can't just throw these women away.
Have you ever tried not sleeping with a girl on the first date?
I don't think I know how.
There's a seat at the table, Sean. You need to charge for your services like the rest of us.
There's something I don't trust about that old man.
Who do you think is funding all these bots?
My God, you're right. It's the creepy old man from the commercials. He's a cyborg in disguise.
Tinder is spreading like a wildfire, and he must be extinguished!
I can't get a clear shot. There's three of them, and only one of them is cute. What do I do?
Whenever you see a group of girls, it's never the cute one. It's never the cute one!
Your 15 minutes are up.
Grindr, thanks. I owe you.
We could do dinner, or we could just bang. Whatever.
Flip right, Ginger! Flip right, damn it! Now's the time!
All units step down immediately. Shoot on sight. I repeat, shoot on sight.
Flip right, Ginger!
But what if she's vegan?
Who cares?
What if she's
We're
vegan?
We're not so different, you and I.
You can't give people what they want for free! How do you expect to make any money?
Ginger!
But she could be a bartender. I don't date bartenders!
Just swipe!
It's not doing anything.
Just give it time.
I like you.
I like you too.
Oh, this is pretty funny. All right, so you get the basic idea. It's a movie about the guy with superpowers. I mean, it's not even a real movie. You can hear it's a bullshit movie, but it's fun. It looks like a lot of fun.
You see, my theory was, why would someone waste so much money? It's so, like...
Oh, it's a cheap... Come on, it's a cheap production.
It looks so good, that.
Oh. Okay, I don't think it's for real, for what it's worth. Then there's one of those epic rap battles from history. You know, we see these every now and then. They did one the other day of Trump and Hillary, but this one is Frederick Douglass versus Thomas Jefferson.
Okay.
Well, loved it.
Rock battles of history. Thomas Jefferson versus Frederick Douglass! Begin!
When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for a battle to commence, then kapow! I hit him with the illness of my quill. I'm in doubt with certain unalienable skills. Let me run down my resume, will ya? Set up a little place called the United States. Sound familiar? I told King George he could eat a fat dick. When it comes to declarations, I'm the first draft pick. I topple any tyrant, so kings and pirates beware. I'm so down with revolutions, I invented the swivel chair. How many volumes of my shells, it's true, but I've yet to read the three books you wrote about. You looking like a thug in a three-piece suit. We didn't come back from Paris to battle Pepe Le Pew. First Secretary of State, VP number two. Not to mention third president. The fuck you do?
Frederick Douglass.
Okay.
Straight out of bondage. The friendly motherfucker here to diss you. Big hair, big nuts, big tissue. Started with your knuckle. There's a real declaration. As for racist, hell's a slave plantation. Soft white Monticello marshmallow. Watching my people sweat while you sat playing cello. Hello. But now you're facing me, Freddie D. I never worked for your ass, but I kick it for free. Oh, you're so face
on. So that's very good. Frederick Douglass, obviously the first real civil rights leader in America, a guy who was a slave and he became a very important political power, political influencer in America. And then, of course, Thomas Jefferson, third president of the United States, up against each other. I love those epic rap battles.
Oh, my favorite one is still Moses versus Santa Claus, where Moses is Snoop Dogg.
Oh,
or
that's
Snoop
awesome.
Dogg is Moses, rather.
Oh, nice. have you seen this drop the mic thing?
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
Do you want to explain it to people who haven't seen it before?
It's really funny. It's for, what's his name? Flex, what's his name?
What's the guy's name, Flex?
Jimmy?
One of the Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, take your pick.
Okay. One of the Jimmys, he's the guy who does the car karaoke. He invites the celebrities and they just diss each other on a rap battle. Jimmy Corden.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, let's go. Let's take a look at this. This is David Schwimmer and Rebel Wilson. Okay?
Drop the mic! All right, let's give it up for James, the rapping assassin, Corden! TV royalty.
Okay.
David Schwimmer.
All right. Apparently, Mubs and Ben have already played this one, but that's okay. You can go and see it for yourself.
I'm an animal. You just voiced one in Madagascar. Oh, he's surprised. He didn't know that I could slay. What's the matter? No one told you life was gonna be this way. Of one thing, you're not a true MC. Destroyed you. This was must-see TV. I'm sorry this battle has left you so blue, but unlike this crowd, I'll be there for you.
Nice. That's James Corden. And you want to hear? Do you want to hear quickly how David Schwimmer replies? That's nice. I like this.
Destroy me? Please, your rhyme's totally blue. I worked with a monkey, had more skills than you. I'm not worried, no one heard a word that you said. The only people watch your show are asleep or dead. You're late night, I'm prime time, you're cola, I'm fine wine, go home, you're done, this battle is mine. Did you think I'd be scared? Walk around gingerly when everyone knows your middle name is Kimberly?
Oh, wow. Okay, so that's very good, too. You can go and see all of those videos up on cliffcentral.com on the main page, and that is the Colcacchio Pizzeria Hotbox Countdown, the video Hotbox Countdown, so you'll know what everyone's talking about this weekend. Don't forget, Kokakio Pizzeria have been satisfying your craving for over 23 years with their Italian-inspired artisanal food with pizzas, salads, and desserts freshly prepared for each order. There are no shortcuts. To enjoy a slice of the goodness, visit your nearest store, order online at kokakio.co.za. Kokakio Pizzeria, they're the reason you...
crave pizza!
This is CliffCentral.com.